thinking that I just know. We are still having power, and we must exercise this power. You know, I raised something now with them when we were sitting here. There's 300 million rent. I'm making an example, members. That's why I'm thanking members as well. To please read this document. Please read the budget over the weekend. Prepare yourself for Tuesday's meeting. I mean, things. 11 billion rand is there, but we as members of parliament can still say to the department, no, why are you spending so much money on the headquarters? We must ask this question, and we can divert amount and say, no, we think that the 300 million must go there. That is what we are saying as a voter. We must take it serious, members, so that we must guide the Department of Correctional Services. It's not a rubber stamp thing. They are presenting this budget to us, and we are saying, yeah, no, that's fine. But it's up to us, Bishop Dolo, Mkosi Kolo, Mr. Seller, Cindy Chukunga, Dennis Bloom. It's up to us to make it happen. And I really want to ask members to go through the budget over the weekend. On the agenda for today is also an adoption of committee minutes, but I don't think we are going to do it on Tuesday. We will adopt this minutes on Tuesday, so that we must also do justice to. I don't like the thing of rubber stamp. I will never ever encourage any member of this committee to be a rubber stamp, only to say yes. Go through the minutes, read it, and Tuesday in our meeting, portfolio committee meeting, then we will adopt this minutes. But let me give the hand over to Mpo. Nadia is now the senior researcher. She is now the head of the department of the Justice Cluster. She is, with other words, the supervisor of MPO and every other person there. But Nadia, you are welcome to have input as well into. We received your documents the other day in the chairperson, the research document, in the chairperson's meeting. And it's a very good document. I distributed it to the members so that the members must. We must still sit in Paul and Nadia so that we must adjust our new program. Because out of that meeting on the chairperson's meeting, I have informed the members of the portfolio committee on Tuesday that we must adjust our program. This program that we are having now, we must sit down and align it with the State of the Nation address, with your research document, and all other things. So we are going to do that, and we will invite you so that we do this with Cindy and all the other people. Yeah. But thank you very much. Over to you, Mpo, to take us through.
Chairperson, firstly, I would like to appreciate the opportunity provided to me to be in front of this particular committee today, the honorable members. Chairperson, I would make a brief introduction of myself to the members. My name is Mpho Matabate. Originally, I'm from Pretoria in Mamelodi, specifically. I was in the Eastern Cape last year, the lecturer at the University of Fort Hare, and I've just joined Parliament in February of this year. And I want to indicate that it's a privilege for me and an honor to serve this particular community. Chairperson, I'm not going to.
Mpho has also indicated that he's willing to learn from us. you hear it fresh from the university and whatever. But Mpoya has also indicated to me personally that he is willing to learn more and more. He's a young man, and we must also give him that necessary support. If there is something that we think Mpoya has not done properly, it's for us to guide Mpoya and to build him and develop him, and not to go around his back and say that no, he's not capable in doing this. It's for us to help him, so that he must also become one of his great researchers. You must also give your contact details to the members, so that whenever they want to communicate with you, then you can do it. But I'm sure, I know the members, that they will give the necessary support and cooperation with you.
Thanks, Chairperson, for those introductory remarks. Chairperson, to the purpose of this meeting today, necessarily to scrutinize the budget of the Department of Correctional Services, as presented in the E&E. And of course, one would like to say that, of course, it's about trying to assist members in terms of understanding, because the budget speaks about the figure. So we're trying to understand what does this figure relate to, what are they saying to us, because it's only numbers. So we're trying to make sense of all these numbers that we're talking about. So at the end of the day, for instance, one might make an example that, for instance, Honorable Bishop Dodd, whether the food that we're eating here has it been budgeted for, is it a priority for this particular community, and so on and so forth. So these are some of the things, issues that we need to raise. And as the chairperson has indicated, that we need to engage with the department and see whether it is realistic, some of these things. Chairperson, I must state upfront that this particular document raises more questions than answers. And of course, these questions are trying to assist members to raise these questions in next week, Tuesday, to the Department of Correctional Services to get clarity to some of these questions. Chairperson, I'm not going to read word by word, but I will just touch on the important aspects of this particular document. The budget vote 18 on correctional services, Chairperson, what we want to do is to try and understand whether is there any relationship between this particular budget and the priorities of government. Is there any relationship between the strategic plan of Department of Correctional Services and this particular budget speech? And also, Chairperson, to try and contextualize this particular budget in relation to the whole budget of government, and specifically to the budget of the criminal justice cluster, the JCPS cluster, and see whether it speaks to one another, and so on and so forth. Of course, Chairperson, in our State of the Nation address, there are key areas which are particularly relevant to correctional services. Among other things, we speak about the issue of repeat offenders. That's one thing that the President has indicated, that we need to focus and pay attention to the issue of repeat offenders. And also the further implementation of the victim's charge, and also the revamping and transformation of the criminal justice system. But of course, there are other issues or broader issues within the State of the Nation, Chairperson, that also speak or are in line or affect directly or indirectly the Department of Correctional Services. Among other things, we speak about the filling of critical vacant positions. We also speak about improvement of services provided to vulnerable groups, in particular women and the youth. Chairperson, it is important to ensure that at the end of the day, the budget tries to make sense or give financial support to especially these priorities of government and the strategic plan of the Department of Correctional Services. Firstly, Chairperson, one could be able to see that equipment of correctional services has received or has been allocated an amount of 11.6 billion for the coming financial year, which is 2008-2009 financial year. And Chairperson, this amount amounts to 2% of the total government budget. It amounts to 2% of the total budget of government. And the Department of Correctional Services, Chairperson, also has received 13.1% of the total allocation for the criminal justice cluster. Because the JCPS has been allocated 88 million, sorry, 88 billion. So in that 88 billion, the correctional service only accounts for 13.1%. Of course, it includes the defense, justice, correctional services, constitutional development, and independent complaint directory. If you compare this allocation or this percentage of correctional services to the cluster, compared to last year, you could see that last year it received 13.9% of the total justice cluster. And this year it only received 13.1. So one could also say that at least there's consistent in terms of the allocation for this particular department in relation to the cluster itself. Chairman Enza indicated that the cluster has received an amount of 88.8 billion, which reflects 15% of the national budget. It means in the national budget, the justice cluster has only received 15% of the total amount. We're on page 2, Chairman. If you check, Chairman, the table, you could see that one was able to observe that the highest amount has been allocated to the safety and security. I'm saying in terms of the justice cluster. The highest amount has been allocated to the safety and security, which constitutes of 46% of the total justice cluster. And the lowest goes to the independent complaint directory in terms of allocation for this particular cluster. Chairperson, of course, the Department of Correctional Services has identified strategic objectives and the goals. Among other things, we speak about 7-day establishment and job refinement and enhancement, infrastructure development, we speak about your building of prisons and so on and so forth, safe implementation of rehabilitation, offender rehabilitation path, safe implementation of integration action plan, the remand detention centers, and so on and so forth. I'm going to try to give a broad expenditure trend in terms of the analysis of the budget of correctional services. If you could check the table below, it indicates that DCS was increased by an amount of 287 million, which constitutes 2.5% if you compare it to last year's allocation, which is the 2007-2008 allocation. It's only an increase of 2.5%, it's only visible if you compare it to 2007-2008 budget. Of course, as I said, I'm not going to read through all the documents. I'll only touch on the most important aspect. One was able to say that as compared to 2007-2008, we only received 2.5% increase in terms of the budget. And of course, additional allocation for the department for 2008-09, 2009-10, 2010-11, which is the medium term, is for starting of the new Kimberley Correctional Center, the implementation of the 2007 Public Service Coordination Bargaining Council Agreement on the improvement on salaries and other conditions of service. Of course, we understand that we speak about the shortages of staff, particularly professional staff. So we also speak about trying to retain those staff and attract those staff. So I think this particular implementation tries to address some of those challenges that are faced by the Department of Correctional Services. But lastly, also, Chairperson, the provision of additional bed space through the construction of 5 PPP in the medium term. Of course, Chairperson, the following details, the total allocation for 2008-2009 in terms of infrastructure and training within Department of Correctional Services. We're on page 3, Chairperson. Infrastructure has been allocated 679.9 million
679.9 million, which one might say 680 million if you run it off, which has been a substantial decrease if you compare it to the previous year, which has been allocated 1.2 billion. Last year, infrastructure was allocated 1.2 billion, but this year it has been allocated 680 million. Of course, it also includes 300 million allocated for staff posting at the new prison under construction, which is Kimberley, which is expected to be completed by 2009. Also, we look at training. Also, there's been a substantial reduction in terms of the allocation for training. If you compare it to last year, whereby training was allocated 130 million, this year has been only allocated 84 million. Then one could see that training has been reduced substantially. So training and infrastructure has been reduced substantially if you compare it to last year. Then the following table also illustrates the proportion of the total DCS budget for each particular program, because we all know that the correctional services has got 7 programs, which is administration, security, corrections, care, development, social integration, and facilities. And I think one should state upfront that one expects that all these programs should, you know, stick to each other, should complement each other. So one would also expect that the budget would also make that particular reflection in terms of there should be a balance in terms of all these particular programs, because one program should not suffer as a result of the other program. Because we're trying to put more focus in terms of rehabilitation, because among other things, we are trying to address the important issue of repeat offending. Chairperson, if you look at the table, the largest allocation for in terms of the program for the correctional services has been allocated to security and administration. These are the two largest programs which have exhausted or will be exhausting the biggest chunk of the budget of the correctional services. And the two programs account for, all in all, the two programs, which is administration and security. It takes 60% of the total budget of correctional services. Respectively, if you check administration, account for 8.25% if you compare it to last year. Security, it takes 12.4%. So one would be able to say that out of all this particular, all these programs of the Department of Correctional Services, one was able to identify that security is the one that takes the major part in terms of the budget, because it accounts for 33% of the whole budget of correctional services for the next financial year, which is 2008-2009. But of course, Chairperson, there's been a concern which I was able to raise, to say that if you check it in terms of the allocation for this program, correction has been reduced by 2.5%, which accounts for 9.1% of the total allocation. So a concern is raised in that particular angle. So we know that corrections is one of the major programs in terms of trying to rehabilitate offenders. Because as I said, I think I've said it before, I'll say it now, and I'll say it in the future, that we're trying to put more focus in terms of rehabilitation. We're trying to address the issue of repeat offending, which has been raised in the State of the Nation as well. So how do we then reduce that particular allocation for that particular program? If you are saying if you are trying to say that the budget should be in line with the priorities of government, so those are some of the things that one was able to pick up, Chairperson. Because correction provides for the needs-based correctional sentence plan and intervention, and it also targets the offending behavior. That's what we are talking about in terms of the offending. It targets the offending behavior. It should address those particular problems. And it has been decreased by 2.5% end of indicated. But then now, Chairperson, the other concern which one was able to pick up, if you check in terms of last year's allocation, this particular program was increased by 61.3%. So then now you check, this has been reduced by 2.5%, Last year it was increased by 61%. Why the sudden decrease this year? So those are some of the questions that we need to make follow up. Because we understand that correction is one of the most important goals. And I said, all these problems, they need to speak to each other, they need to relate to each other. But then now, and all, of course, as I said, last year it received a sharp increase of 61.3%, and it accounted for 11.5% of the total budget. If you look at the CARE program, it has received the largest, the third largest increase of 8% in 2008-2009 budget. If you compare it with 13.4% increase in the previous financial year. Chairperson, the facilities program, as in the previous year, is the only program apart from correction which has received a substantial decrease as well. It has been decreased. The facilities has been decreased in terms of the allocation because you could see that it has been decreased by it was 24.6%, but if you round it off, it's 25%. Hence, in the table, I said 25%. So the decrease was 24.6% for facility. It has been reduced by 24.6%. And one might say this might be due to the fact that in terms of the building of the five PPP prisons, which have been allocated, if you check in terms of the medium term, particularly 2010-2011, and you see that there will be an increase in terms of the allocation. So one was able to say that this might be as a result of that. Because if you are aware that if they are going to continue building prisons through PPP, then there's no need for them to put the money up front in terms of building, but they only put the money when the building starts to operate. So that might be account for that particular decree. That's my analysis based on that. Chairperson, also one was able to say that an amount of 1.7 billion is also made available for additional bed space. We're going to pitch for additional bed space through the construction of five PPP correctional centers and an amount of 300 million for starting the new Kimberley correctional centers under correctional center which is under construction and which is expected to be completed by February 2009. An amount of 513 million was allocated in the 2007 adjusted estimate of the E&E to complete this particular process, the construction. Hence, I said the construction is expected to be completed by 2009. Chairman, if you check, if you compare 2007-2008 budget with the budget of 2008-2009, you could see that there's been an increase of 9%. If you compare the 2008-2009 budget with 2007-2008 budget, you could see that there's a 9% increase in terms of the allocation for this particular department. And this year, the department has seen an increase of only 2.5% as compared to the 2007. In actual fact, if one looks at the real, because we're talking about the nominal change, and nominal terms, we don't take into account the inflation rate. But now if you look at the real percentage increase, one was able to say that, or observe that there's been a decrease in actual pay in terms of the DCS budget of 4.3%. Because in most cases, we only focus on the nominal terms, which does not take into account the inflation rate. But if you take into account the inflation rate, one would be able to see that in actual fact there's a decrease in terms of the allocation for this coming financial year. And Jefferson, given the above picture, it becomes difficult for one to understand if whether the DCS will be able to implement most of the priorities that have been identified with regard, if you look at the decrease in terms of the budget. So it becomes difficult whether indeed they'll be able to implement some of the policies, key priority policies for the government and the state in particular. Chairperson, 5.2 speaks about the program, which is the program one, which is administration. Administration of Courts is one of the programs of correctional services, and one of the two programs which has seen an increase. Administration talks about administration, management, finance, your ICT, your human resource, all these governing activities of the Department of Corrections in support of the functions of the minister. This particular program is the second largest program in the department in terms of the budget allocation, and there's been an increase of 8.3% if you compare to 2007-2008 financial year. And this particular program, the administration, it receives 27% of the total DCS budget. HENDASEF is one of the programs that has taken a large amount in terms of the allocation. And one was able to identify that the increase is largely ascribed to the issue of an increase in terms of allocation to ICT over the medium-term period. But of course, one was able to depict that there's a visible decrease in terms of travel and subsistence, and also in terms of communication and protective clothing and uniform. Of course, there are certain key areas in particular in terms of this particular program, which is administration. The number of full-time personnel is set to increase by 1,097 in the coming financial year, from 48,479 as compared to 2007-2008 to 49,576. Of course, one would be able to say that this particular increase in terms of the personnel might also assist in terms of trying to implement this 7-day four shift with the Department of Correctional Services is implementing, which is expected to be finalized by April of this year. Of course, the average vacancy rate of 7% will be maintained. And in addition, the average turnaround time for the filling of critical vacancies or vacancies will be reduced to 120 days. And of course, we also observe that the number of interns has to increase by 5% of the total establishment, which means there will be an increase of 1,000 as compared to last year, 2007-2008, to 1,700. So they will try to maintain or to increase by 5% in terms of the total establishment. They would want to increase the number of internships. Of course, we also speak about integrated human resource strategy, which is a 5-year strategy trying to address issues of human resource, staffing, retention of staff, skills development, and so on and so forth, which focus particularly on issues of human resources. Of course, we know that the department would also come and speak to this particular committee in terms of their strategy, in terms of retention of staff and all those things. Of course, there are issues around the issue of the remand detainee and offender management centers, which will assist in sharing and improving interoperability between government and department, particularly within the justice class. Hence, I indicated that one of the priorities of government is to try to transform the criminal justice system in trying to make sure that all the components work hand in hand, because there are certain issues that relate to each other, so that there should be a coordination structure which tries to coordinate all the activities within the criminal justice structure. So this particular management system will assist in trying to address some of these issues. And of course, it will also assist in terms of the safekeeping of documents, which will improve, and also it will assist in terms of reducing the loss of cases, trying to alleviate issues of corruption and so on and so forth. But of course, the other focus area includes the approved organizational structure, which is aligned to the post-establishment. Of course, we speak about trying to fill up critical vacancies, which has been also raised in the State of the Nation address. It's one of the priorities of government, which will be funded in consultation with finance. Chairperson, of course, based on the particular program, administration. Of course, there are certain concerns and there are certain questions that need to be raised. And among other things, one was able to say that in their 2007-2008 strategic plan, the department said they wanted to maintain the average vacancy rate of 5%. They wanted to maintain 5%. But that now, in 2008-2009 strategic plan, they say they want to maintain the 7%. Why? What informs the reduction in terms of the target? Last year you said you wanted to target 5%. Now they say in terms of a strategic plan, you said you want to target 7%. Why does why do you reduce your target? So those are some of the issues that we need to raise. Of course, also if you look also in terms of, I think these two issues are interrelated. In terms of the 2007-2008 strategic plan, the department wanted to maintain the average turnaround time for filling of vacancies at 90 days, which is 3 months. But then now in 2008-2009 strategic plan, they indicate that they want to reduce the average turnaround time for filling of vacancies at 120 days, which is 6 months. Of course, also in line with what has been identified in the State of the Nation address, to say that we need to make sure that within 6 months we fill all those vacancies. So those are some of the issues that are currently raised based on this particular program, which is the administration. Going to the second program, Chairperson, which is security. Hence, I indicated that security is one of the programs that has seen an increase, Chairperson, by 12.4% if you compare it to 2007-2008, when it was increased by almost only 6%. And Chairperson, this is the program which has received the highest increase of all the programs, and it accounts for 33% of the total budget of the Department of Correctional Services. And as I said earlier on, security and administration, both of them take 60% of the total budget of correctional services. And one was able to identify certain that the bulk of this particular budget, particularly with regards to security, it goes to personnel. So in terms of security, the major amount or the bulk of the amount, it goes to personnel, payment of personnel. Of course, there are certain key areas in terms of security. The development and implementation of the comprehensive security management plan to improve detention and working environment for both offender staff and also the members of the public. Secondly, the implementation of the anti-gang strategy, which the department has been talking about, and the rollout of the security access control and fences to aid additional sites. And the use of metal detectors and X-ray scanning technology, because we all understand and all know, we've observed in the past that issues of smuggling, gun smuggling, and so on and so forth has been a major problem in the department. So I think the X-ray scanners, metal detector will also assist in terms of trying to detect some of the things and trying to deal with the problems that are faced by the Department of Correctional Services. Chairperson, also, there are certain concerns and questions which have been raised, but we don't with regards to security. Among other things, in 2007-2008 strategic plan, the department indicated that they intend to reduce the incident of escape by 10% as compared to the previous year. That means 2006-2007, they wanted to reduce the incidence of escape as compared to the previous year. So once you check, has that been achieved now? Yes or no? If no, what are the challenges in this particular regard? Because of course now we could see now the security is taking a major allocation for the budget. So we need to check some of these things, whether the incidence of escape has been reduced and so on and so forth. But secondly, Chairperson, also the department was we want to check if the department was able to develop a 5-year comprehensive security management plan and what is the budget implication for this particular plan over the medium term. So they said they want to develop a 5-year comprehensive security plan. So we want to check whether does the budget fit to that particular plan, has it been implemented and so on and so forth. Firstly, Chairperson, we want to check if the department was able to establish a security information unit, because in 2007-2008 strategic plan, they spoke about establishing security information unit. And if what is the main purpose or function of those particular of that particular unit? But lastly, Chairperson, we want to check if the antigen strategy have been piloted yet, because in the previous strategy plan they said they want to implement the antigen strategy. So was it implemented? If yes, what are the plans? Is it bearing fruit and so on and so on and so forth? And also one would be able to say that because this strategic plan, the 2007-2008, it means it was in line with the budget. So it was informed or in one way or the other informed by the budget. If whether were they able to implement some of the things that they've spoken about, let's say, we'll be able to check and monitor whether the budget has been used efficiently and effectively as outlined. Number three, Chairperson, which is correction, which is one of the programs that have raised concern. That is, the program has been decreased by 2.5% if you compare it to the 2007-2008 financial year. And of course, the substantial decrease in this program is visible under goods and services. Chairperson, the correction program is one of the most important programs in terms of rehabilitation of offenders. I think I spoke about that particular issue. It raises serious concern, and we need to make a follow-up in terms of that. But in light of the, because we looked at, we focus on that one in light of the 2008 State of the Nation Address, which tries to put rehabilitation into the center in terms of correctional services and tries to address the most important issue, which is the issue of repeat offending. Of course, there are certain areas which have been outlined in terms of this particular program. One is the phased implementation of the offender rehabilitation plan. Of course, this particular plan tries to outline, you know, the steps that need to be taken or followed from admission to release for offenders. So each and every offender should have his or her own plan in terms of, coming to the prison and going out of the prison. So it outlines that particular plan in terms of the offender. Secondly, also, we speak about the remand detention system project. And of course, we've learned, it might be in previous years or last year, that the dedicated remand detaining facilities will be established in each region, and it should be aligned to the locations of the court. Of course, also here, there are comments and questions which have been raised, particularly with regard to correction. Firstly, the budget for this program has been decreased as compared to 2007-2008 budget. What can this decrease be ascribed to, and how will the decrease impact on the implementation of the white paper? We need to check why the decrease, where can we ascribe this decrease to, and whether it can be able to influence or inform, or will it have any impact in terms of implementation of the white paper? And one of the serious concerns that I was able to raise, Chairperson, was that why is there such a sharp decrease in the budget if you compare to last year's increase of 61%? Last year there was an increase of 61%, but this year there's a decrease. Why is there a decrease? Those are some of the things that we need to check, Chairperson. But thirdly, Chairperson, the strategic plan for 2008 indicates the implementation of the unit management, including, of course, implementation of the structured day programs and the three meals a day, particularly in centers of excellence, and also in other 51 correctional centers. One would want to check, are these targets realistic given the reduction in the budget for this particular program? Is it realistic for us to say that we expect some of the things to be implemented, given that particularly with this particular program, we've seen a decrease. And of course, Chairperson, we want to check if there is sufficient staff at this identified facility to ensure effective implementation of the above activities. Do we have sufficient staff or not? But of course, fourthly, we want to check how many custodial staff will be trained in April 2008 with regard to the implementation of the offender rehabilitation plan. Because we understand that in April 2008, the statute allows the plan for orientation and training for custodial staff will be able to implement this ORP. So we want to check if whether how many custodial staff will be trained with regard to that. And of course, we need to check if whether is there a sufficient number. Is this number sufficient for implementation, yes or no? And of course, is there a process on track for the rollout in October 2008? Because they are planning to roll out the implementation in October 2008. So is there a process on track so that this is what we want to do and whether it is realistic? Also, they speak about installation of the video postponement equipment, particularly in 22 facilities. Of course, I think this issue was raised, is that they are trying to address particularly the issue around offenders going to court, particularly the auditing trial. So they want to align that video postponement with the court system so that offenders will not be taken out of the presence to the court. But then now they'll be able to implement the particular video postponement. Want to check, firstly, will it be possible to install video postponement equipment in 22 facilities with the budget which has been reduced in this regard? But also the other thing, want to check, because they speak about the demand detaining centers, what is the percentage of the demand detaining children which have been removed from the correctional service facility to other care facilities up to date? What is the number of children who have been removed from correctional services to other care facilities which are suitable for those particular children? But of course, lastly, Chairperson, we want to check, because they said they want to dedicate detainee centers in each region. So has the department established dedicated demand detainee facilities in each region at this stage? Because in their also 2007-2008 strategy, they said they want to implement that. So once we check now, have they been able to implement those things now? But secondly, with regard to that, they've indicated that the 10 dedicated, they'll have 10 dedicated centers, demand dedicated facilities, which have been identified. Of course, those centers, as we plan, they'll only accommodate 50% of the awaiting trial prisoners. But then now, where are these facilities situated that they are speaking about? Where are these facilities? And how many of these facilities will be changed? Each facility, how it will accommodate how many of offenders? Those are some of the questions that we need to raise, because I think it will accommodate 50% of the waiting time. So we want to check each facility, because if they are saying each facility, it will accommodate how many. But of course, also, hence we was raised in the State of the Nation address that among other issues, we need to focus on issues of women and children. This center, how many of the centers will accommodate women specifically? And how many of the centers will also accommodate youth and children? Because we cannot use a blanket approach to say that these centers will accommodate people. So we need to check if whether these centers, because they are dedicated centers, whether each center there will be a center which will specifically accommodate women, whether is there a center which will specifically accommodate children, and so on and so forth. So those are some of the things that we need to understand. But of course, we want to check if the, because I said 10 dedicated centers, are there any plans to expand these centers in future? Because these centers will only accommodate 50%. And time and again, when we speak about overcrowding in prison, we focus much on the problem is ascribed to issues of our waiting time. So if you are saying you're going to, these centers will only accommodate 50%, are there any plans in future to increase this particular number? Because we want to deal with the issue of awaiting time in order for us to address the issue of our economy, which in turn will result in trying to implement issues of rehabilitation and so on and so forth, which ultimately will address the issue of repeat offending. Because in most cases, when you speak about the speed of the interpreter, we're saying we need to maintain these people so that when they go out, they'll be able to lead the better life, you know, with skills and so on and so forth. Because they are facing many challenges when they go out of prison. Unemployment, they don't get support from the community, the family, and so on and so forth. So if they can get that rehabilitation in prison. But of course, rehabilitation should take place in a conducive environment. But now currently, the situation does not allow for that particular rehabilitation to take place. So how do you then begin to address the issue of repeat offending if you don't provide facilities and environment which will address rehabilitation? But I don't want to speak very much on that. But then our president also went to check, have allocations been given to the department to cover this cost in terms of this dedicated center? We want to check if there's been any allocation for that particular, for those centers. If yes, of course, we want to check, will this have any bearing in terms of the budget? And of course, because we all know that the particular responsibility for awaiting time, in most cases, is ascribed to the intersectoral responsibility, not only the responsibility of DCA, but it should be an intersectoral responsibility, justice, police, and so on and so forth. If people are saying correctional service will take a substantial money or budget and you know, to build the center, whereas this is not only the responsibility of correctional service, it raises issues. But of course, one would expect that as soon as the implementation of the transformation and revamping of the criminal justice staff, in order to have a coordination structure, these are some of the issues that will be addressed. So that's what we're expecting. But these are some of the questions that we need to raise. Number four, Chairperson, we speak about care. We know care is related to the well-being of offenders. This program, Chairperson, has seen an increase of 8% if you compare it with 2007-2008 budget. And the increase in care program are largely due to the implementation of the 3 meals a day system and the comprehensive HIV/AIDS program, which is being implemented nationally. Of course, in the medium-term period, we also see a substantial increase in the compensation of professional staff, from 525 million 2008-2009 to 597 million in 2010-2011. And one would say this is mainly to attract and retain professional staff, such as nurses, doctors, and pharmacists, because we were saying we have a problem in terms of critical staff, professional staff, particularly. Correctional services could not retain professional staff. There are many problems relating to that. I remember one, I think it was in 2005, where two nursing staff in Bavian School were assaulted, stabbed, and one was raped. You know, so it's also great here in terms of the staff. So we need to make sure that there are mechanisms in place which will ensure that at the end of the day we are able to attract and retain the staff. So we also would also raise the question whether the amount allocated will it be sufficient to address some of those problems. Of course, there are key initiatives under this program. Of course, we see there's 100% access to comprehensive HIV/AIDS programs and services for offenders. And of course, other initiatives was to say that the DCS is trying to address the issues of shortages of professional staff. We will go out to universities, particularly to target final year students to provide their internship or learnership with regard to or in correctional services. But of course, it will also assist this final year student in terms of experiential learning. But I think also it's a two-way process or stream. Both parties are going to benefit with regards to this. Correctional services will benefit in terms of addressing shortages of staff. But of course, also the students will also benefit in terms of getting experiential learning, particularly final year students. Chairperson, also, CARES are not go without any comments or questions. Of course, the department is engaged in partnership with external service providers to facilitate needs-based care programs. So once we check, have all these external service providers been quality assured because we all know that this service provider needs to be quality assured. So once we check if all these external providers have been quality assured, what is the impact particularly of this partnership in relation to the budget? Because in raising this issue, Chairperson, one has this in mind, to say that if there's a partnership with external service provider, then it means then it might relate to, or it might in a way reduce the budget, because external service provider might voluntarily provide service one way or other. Or but then on the other hand, external service providers might want to get money from the department. So we want to check in terms of the budget, what is the impact of the service provider with regards to the overall budget of the correctional service, particularly with regards to care programs. In 2007-2008 strategic plan, of course the implementation of compulsory development and care programs was to be piloted in 6 centers of excellence. What are the results of this pilot study? And at which centers were these programs piloted? So once we check what are the results of this pilot study, and which centers were targeted for this pilot study? Thirdly, represent critical shortages of social workers, psychologists, health workers. Of course, it remains a problem within the DCA. How many medical doctors are there currently in the department? And what are the steps which have been taken to attract this professional staff to DCA? And of course, we also want to know how many community service psychologists are there currently in the DCS, and what steps have been taken to increase this number of interns, which are when we talk about university, final day university students and so on and so forth. But first we want to check what is the impact, or what impact does the shortages of psychologists and social workers have on the ability of DCS to rehabilitate offenders. Also, how many of these services have been addressed in terms of capacity at the centers of excellence? And in other words, what are the relative shortages of these professional staff at centers of excellence versus the other centers? You might find that in centers of excellence, there might be possibilities that got professional staff, but in other centers, there's no. So we also need to check if what is the percentage of this professional staff in centers of excellence, because now the focus is on centers of excellence. So we need to make a comparison between all the centers of excellence and other centers. These are some of the things that we need to check. But the fifth program here is development. This program has been increased by 0.6% if you compare it to last year, which is relatively small amount. 0.6% is a small amount, Honorable Bishop Doro. Because if one looks at the real percentage change, your tender said we speak about, mostly we speak about the nominal terms, which are not taking into account inflation. But if one looks at the real percentage change, you could see that a decrease of 6.9%, which is visible, that one was able to identify. Of course, this program only accounts for 3.4% of the total budget of the department. Of course, there are key areas under this program where we speak about the implementation of the comprehensive offender skills development plan to enhance the skills utilization and employability of offenders. Of course, these offenders, when they go out to their community, they need to go out having skills to make a livelihood outside, to sustain their lives outside, so that they will not come back. So those are some of the skills that they need to be imparted on offenders. So these are some of the initiatives that have been taken by DCS. But of course, as to whether these initiatives are given meaning, practical meaning, it remains to be seen. Of course, also speak about the quality assurance process of external service providers, which always continue, which will continue. Chair also got comments and questions, particularly with regard to the program of development. Because, Chair, of course, increasing the number of offenders participating in formal education and other skills development programs as part of development will go a long way in trying to address the issues of repeat offending, as raised in the 2008 State of the Nation address. However, one becomes puzzled in terms of the amount allocated to this particular project, the curious content. Because as I said, it's a relatively small amount, the Honorable Bishop. And it becomes a concern to us as to whether this amount will be able to address some of these issues. Of course, how will the department realize the priorities of government with such a small percentage in the if they are saying they are serious about service delivery, they are serious about implementing the priorities of government, will they be able to address this issue? Because we are saying, time and again, we are saying we need to put more priorities on the priorities of government. So the budget should speak to those priorities. So if there are certain issues that are in, they need to account and say, and so on and so forth. Also, lastly, in trying to address the shortages of professional staff, in this case, particularly teachers in this particular program, will the department be able to attract and retain skills with this particular budget? The handout indicated of it, 9.6% is relatively a small amount. So how are we going to be able to attract and retain teachers if we want to address issues of development, issues of rehabilitation for offenders with such an amount? Number six, Chair, is social reintegration. You know, we're thinking about offenders going home now, trying to integrate offenders with the community, the families, and so on and so forth. So this is the towards the last process of incarceration. So the focus is on trying to fully integrate offenders with the community. Of course, yes, we've seen an increase of 4.9% if you compare it with 2007-2008. But of course, in real terms, one could also see a decrease of 2.8%. Of course, this program share accounts for 3.3% of the total budget for the Department of Correctional Services. There are key areas with regard to social integration. Firstly, the provision of services which facilitates reintegration and acceptance of offenders into the community. Also, the department has developed a comprehensive framework and policy on social reintegration. There's a comprehensive framework and policy on social reintegration in terms of what it is that needs to be done in trying to prepare offenders for release. Also, we speak about the phased implementation of social reintegration action plan. This particular project aims to create a common understanding of social reintegration among all stakeholders, supported by systems and processes for the effective monitoring and supervision, particularly of parolees and probationers, and also, of course, to promote the use of community-based sentences options to deal with offenders. Chair, if you remember, in our previous meeting, we spoke about the issues of electronic monitoring in terms of trying to address issues of alternative sentences. So it also speaks around those issues. Of course, there are comments and questions as well. Like, for instance, in 2007-2008 strategic plan, the department indicated that there's an intention to train almost 62 vice chairpersons of the 12 new appointed chairpersons of the parole board. One needs to check if this has been achieved in this particular financial year, because there was that particular intention to train these people. Hence, Chairperson, we have indicated earlier on that the issues of implementation, better implementation of the victim charge, it also speaks about this issue. It relates to issues of parole bond and so on and so forth. It's a priority. So we need to check whether these things have been prioritized, the training has been taken, have taken place, and so on and so forth. But of course, hence, I said the department has indicated the intention to introduce electronic monitoring in the near future. A reference chairperson to increase the budget in the near future. And what are the cost implications for this particular thing? Also, Chair, how does the department plan to reduce the number of parole violators by 2% from the average baseline of 11,000? What impact will this plan have on the budget? Because everything it goes back to the budget. We cannot run away from it. Everything it goes back to the budget. If whether are there sufficient staff, particularly community-based correctional officials, to monitor and track parolees and probation violators, I think it's difficult to remember when we spoke about the issue of electronic monitoring. they indicated that it will also assist in terms of tracking this violation. So Kendall said these issues are in a way related. They speak to each other. Chair also, there was an audit of accredited service providers who render reintegration programs was to be conducted in 2007-2008. An audit of accredited service providers was to be conducted. So once you check, was this done? If so, what are the results of that particular audit? And who are these service providers, those who provide the reintegration program? Chair, also, what steps is the department taking to promote community-based sentencing by the court? And what steps is it taking to improve community correction and that increase at the end of the day the trust in the sentencing options by the court? Because if the court do not have a trust in terms of implementation of community-based sentences, they'll be reluctant. The judges will be reluctant to impose such sentences. So we're trying to make sure that at the end of the day, we promote alternative sentencing from the magistrates and the judges. So if they don't have trust in correctional services to implement some of these things, then we're seeing a problem in future, whereby most offenders, you know, everybody will be sent to prison and so on and so forth. But also, lastly, one needs to check effective functioning of the parole board. It's important in terms of priorities identified in the 2008 State of the Nation Address to ensure the effective implementation of the victim's charter. We want to check what steps have been taken by the board to increase victim representation at parole board hearings. What are the cost implications for DCS with regard to this? And is there criteria in evaluating whether victims are here before the board and so on and so forth? Because what they're saying, for the first time ever, the victims are going to be able to make presentation to this parole board and make input to the parole board since the establishment of this parole board. And also we understand that in most cases there will be community driven, but most people will be from the community. Hence I said the chairpersons and the community members. So they're trying to also make sure that at the end of the day, the community plays a role and take ownership, because we are saying correction is a societal responsibility. So the last program is on facilities. Of course, facilities would also raise serious issues. More concern would be on facilities, because of all the concerns surrounding the building of prisons on the Bishop. You know, Kimberley, the 5 PPPs, and so on and so forth. We've spoken about building of prisons since 2002. There's been budget shifts and all these things, but we are looking at facilities. So we need to know up to this stage, or with this current budget, does it, this particular budget, particularly on facilities, does it address some of the problems that have been raised in the past? Because there have been serious problems with regard to the budget, particularly for facilities. So once you check whether there's a budget for facilities, does it also address some of the problems which have been raised? Chair, the allocation for this program, of course, we've seen there's a decrease of 26.6% if you compare it to 2007. There's a decrease of 26.6% for the budget of facilities. This particular program is accounted for 12.4% of the total budget. Of course, there's an increase of allocation if you check in the medium term, but we are in 2010-2011. You could see there's an increase of the budget. And I said earlier on that this increase might be ascribed to the issue of the 5 PPP. And I said earlier on that the DCS will not need to put money up front in terms of if they want to continue the PPP. They will not need to put money up front, but they will only put money as soon as the correctional centers are operational. So that's why we could see an increase in allocation in 2010. So it means we expect that by 2010-2011, this prison would have been built and operational. That's what it says. But of course, there are certain key areas in this particular program. Of course, the issue of constructing of new prisons We speak about the construction of the Kimberley prison now, which is the new generation prison underway, and is of course expected to be completed by February 2009. And of course, it seems that an amount of 300 million is made available for starting of this prison. And of course, we also speak about 53 parole board offices, which are planned to be completed by the end of 2008-2009. And we've also seen a major renovation, country-wide, in facilities. Other facilities have been, additional bed space, renovations, and so on. The department was able to report around that. But of course, also the issue of PPP prison, particularly the Bloemfontein one and the Limpopo one. Bishop of Limpopo. The total allocation for two prisons in Bloemfontein and Limpopo increased from 602 million in 2007-2008 to 639 million in 2008-2009. Of course, it translates to 6.1% increase if you compare it to the previous financial year. And of course, other five prisons are planned to be built using the same PPP model. Of course, hence I said that there are questions and comments with regard to this. Firstly, one would want to check what are the cost implications for the 53 parole board offices which are planned to be completed by the end of 2008-2009. What are the cost implications? Will they be, of course, we also need to check, will they be able to complete them at the end of the year, as stated previous? Of course, also want to check there's an issue on the new head office which has been on the limelight. How will the procurement of the new head office affect the budget in terms of the medium-term figure? Also want to check, as we indicated, Chairperson, in our discussion, that what is the cost of the new head office? We need to check on that one. What is the budget implication, of course, also with regard to the medium-term? But of course, according to the strategic plan, 2007-2008, all centers of excellence were to be audited for compliance with the minimum facility requirement. One needs to check how many of these centers have been audited so far. Then of course, what are the results of the audit in terms of all these centers of excellence? Chair, in trying to summarize before concluding, one was able to see, especially that there's been a decrease in terms of the budget, if you look at the real terms. And of course, hence I said, we're trying to align this particular budget with the priorities of government, as stated in the SONA. But of course, the strategic plan as well. How does the budget influence or affect the priorities of government? And I said one of the most things to identify and see that there's been a decrease in terms of the certainty, the real certainty. But then now, the question that comes to mind is, because this year, if you check the strategic plan for 2008, this is the year of implementation. Will they be able to implement most of this program with such a reduction in terms of the budget? Hence, I said also, these programs, they need to speak to each other, the programs themselves. They need to relate to each other, because one cannot be independent from the other. If you speak about an administration, it also influences corruption. It also influences security, because there's a danger, because some authors were able to indicate that in most cases, if you look at corrections, they tend to put more focus on security, neglecting other issues. And this is what we are seeing now, because we're able to observe that security has got a substantial increase, but then our corrections were able to get a substantial decrease. So I'm saying there should be a balance in terms of all these programs. Because they need to address one issue. Because, as I said, all of them, they cannot work, operate independently from one another. If we are trying to address the issue of repeat offending, so all these programs, they need to have a balance. So we could see, based on the budget, for example, there's no balance in terms of allocation for all these programs. And you see 80% increase somewhere else, and a 5% increase somewhere else. So there's a huge gap in between some of these programs. But in conclusion, the budget for this year has been a decrease in real terms if you compare it to the previous year. And this is mainly due to the substantial decrease of 26.6% in the facilities program. And of course, reduction in the budget in real terms, in light of the government's priority to reduce repeat offending, it becomes a concern. In order to address repeat offending, there should be a major focus on rehabilitation of offenders. If we want to address the issue of repeat offending, we need to put more focus on rehabilitation of offenders. And of course, this can only be done if there's a conducive environment, as I've indicated earlier on, for rehabilitation to take place through additional accommodation and other measures, including concerted efforts, particularly on development and correction. Of course, President Hendler indicated earlier on, corrections have seen a decrease, and development has not seen a substantial increase. So we need to put concerted efforts on those things. We were serious about rehabilitation. Chair, one thing it remains to be seen is if whether the department will be able to implement most of its priorities given the budget. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Before we go on to discussion, Nadia, is there anything that you want to raise, maybe?
No, I think just to reiterate that I think the percentage increase is very small, and in real terms it's actually decreased. Yet they've been telling us for years in the annual, when it comes out by the annual report, that this year, 2008 and 2009, is the year of implementation. They've done all their policy stuff, they've done all of that background work, now they're going to be implementing. But the budget actually just doesn't reflect that. So, and I think Paul said that, it doesn't reflect that this is the year of implementation, which we would then expect to see a big increase in development and in corrections and probably care also. So it's not talking to that. It's not talking to the President's priority in the statement of the nation address about repeat offenders, because as Paul reiterated a lot of times, repeat offenders need money for development and training, education, and for corrections, for targeted needs-based correction programs. Otherwise you can't get rehabilitated. There's no money in the budget for that, so it doesn't talk to the state of the nation address. And it doesn't talk to the five policies, project priorities that they told us last year and that are in this year's strategic plan also, of the implementation of the offender rehabilitation path, whatever the five that can cause busing, the reintegration action plan and the remand detention project. Not talking to those projects either. So I think for me, the main thing to ask the department when they come on Tuesday is, yes, this is your budget, we can see what it is. Tell us how, in terms of your priorities and in terms of government's priorities, in terms of the state of the nation address, how are you going to be able to deliver what you said you're going to deliver this year in light of this budget?
Thank you very much, Nadia. First, let me express our appreciation and congratulate you on your first document. Very good, well-researched document. It's a very good. I'm very much impressed with that document, and I'm sure that your supervisor is also very much impressed with you. I want to congratulate you. We must say this, I must say it because it's a very good thing, that you, there's a lot of questions, you know, that you have raised here and flagged out in this document. Completely, you are welcome. You were, I know that the buses were late and whatever. But before I forgot it, there's the apologies, Ms. Sitton, Mr. Self, Mr. Kibido, Mrs. Rashbari, and the Mawade attend to the safety and security meeting. That's the thing. But members, there's the document, and for the researcher with a lot of questions. I must say that it is very depressing to hear all these things in the budget. And I think Nadia and Mpo is correct. You see, one of the issues, the president has said that he gave in the State of the Nation address. He said he gave that all the departments 6 months to fill vacancies. And 6 months. Now if these things come up, we must ask the department on Tuesday, with all this a lot of problems, will they be able to do that what the president has said in the State of the Nation? The president said 6 months, and 6 months, all vacancies must be filled. So that is one of the issues. But I'm going to give members chance to raise questions for clarification. Let me clarify, MCO is not a department, Nadia is not a department. It is only for them to clarify some of the issues. The real questions will be asked on Tuesday when the department is here. So members, any question of clarification?
Yes. Thank you, it is interesting. I would like to thank you. It was a workshop to me. When you talk, Nakala Zulu, no manage. Because I like to see that this is a department of culture. And no mama or Hanama challenge. So if ANC shows that it was not a great situation, I don't think that I feel unfortunate for the situation. But what I recommend is the way you open my eyes and eyes in everything that you need to do to make this happen. Yes, Secretary, there's a lot of questions that we need to ask the department. Because sometimes we ask them the questions, but we always minimize our questions because of time. But what I saw here is an example. We have to outline a department and department of the future. Each and every program that we have here is a big challenge, and there's a lot of questions that we have to discuss. So I don't know, Chairperson, on this short period that we have, that will the department be able to manage whatever that is necessary. I wish you had what Lomas Carlos was in the world. Yeah, because I don't have questions, but I'm here about this situation. This was a man, Tuesday, we are going to give us the last time to engage to the department. Now, how am I watching?
Thank you very much, Colleen Green. No, Tuesday from 10 to 1, 3 hours, we are going to interrogate the budget of the Department of Correctional Services. You are having a homework now from today until Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock, so that we go into this. But Comrade Winnie, I hope that you are not congratulating Mpo because he's from Gauteng. I hope it's not Mkhaya.
I'm
from Gauteng. No, it's from Babiansburg. He said he's from Mamelodi. From Mamelodi. No, you know. But it's fine, it's Mkhaya.
Yeah. You know that my concern is this community, now, Chairperson, I've got this problem of this awakening tribe center that there is a need to be. I heard one on Tuesday, they were talking about that ex-housing status. But I never heard about it.
alcohol citizen that if really there is one center that is starting already for a waiting time, we need to go for overtime for that center and see how it is different. Because if this center is accommodating to something, I believe that we've got more inmates than that. And maybe that one will answer your question of for in fact it's not your question on the point. The question that we need to ask ourselves that is there is a need that to be for us to expand those centers if really there is a center that is a
center. Thank you for
And so on and so forth. I just wanted to make a comment on that. Okay, probably if not a professor, then and the other problem is when you go to the university prison. It's just anybody or whatever. If it is any data cut up or anything, or people that might be interested in
Thank you very much. I would like to ask one of the questions that we normally get from oversight reading. That when I leave a prison, will the department or will the government be able to assist me with the knowledge I've acquired while being in prison? Say in terms of carpentry, say in terms of bricklaying, say in terms of electricity. When I live in 6 months' time, will the department be able to help me stand on my own? I think you've raised a very good question to ask. And again, Jefferson, on page 7, In terms of the doctor, the professional, that's a first case in our country. I think you have sharpened us so that now when we need the department next week, we should be able to fire as many as hard persons as we possibly can. Your presentation has been too good. So good for the appreciate it very much. And again, on page 5, Mr. Jefferson, you speak of the bulk of the budget, 91% in this program, goes to employee compensation. What do you mean by employee compensation? Does it mean that the employees of the department my system goes on be able to smile on the way to the bank to do the compensation? Please. Because you know, the day before yesterday, the commissioner was not able to tell us in terms of percentage for the employees of the department as to how much percentage they will be getting in terms of increasing their salary. Now you speak of the employee's compensation. It raises some concerns with me. What does it mean?
Okay. Thanks. You see, Bishop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let me just correct Thomas Kawaj. You say, sorry. But one of our students and our teachers and everything stands for graduation and not yet. The problem I have is that maybe I, as an individual, was in school of men. You know, the department, they say always that we have a positive. You know, they say they want professional men. Let me tell you, what kind of work can you do? You can go everywhere, national and international. You get it's a professional, male 1 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they are together. You can go everywhere in the whole world. If the nurse of that hospital, maybe they are 100, maybe you get the professional nurse, maybe they are 10, or maybe 20, 8 of them assistant nurse. But this question is, they say we just want it. I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't know. If a certain school somewhere there, they say we just want only the principal. If you're not the principal, you can't. I don't understand. And I'm trying to, this thing I'm trying to raise is because I'm all the time. But I don't know. Maybe I don't understand. I don't agree with them when they say there's a problem about the nation. But you can go the whole way.
And you see, and in the meantime, they are using correctional services staff to do this thing. To give medicine, tablets, and whatever. But when it comes to nurses, what do you call them? Not sisters. They don't want to take them. But this person comes from college or from whatever, with that knowledge of nursing. But Cindy is joining the department now. She's an ordinary correctional service officer. And she must go with the medicine, tablets, and whatever, and giving this to the inmates there. That point is true. We must keep on. But then we must also take a stand. You see, remember, we must tell the department what to do. Not what they think they must do. It's our duty to tell them we disagree and we want you to implement this. But I think that we are also taking a very soft approach when it comes. We are lawmakers. We must tell them, not they must tell us what to do. This point that you are raising here is a valid, and that's an argument, the argument that I'm bringing in now, that when you go to Portsmouth now, I mean, we were there, Cindy and James Charles and Mawate went from there, and it's ordinary correctional officials that is giving this inmate the tablets, medicine, and whatever, treatment. Why are they saying they can't take the other men? Okay, continue.
No, it's a problem. I don't understand. I'm telling you. They don't want. I don't understand why it's like this. When they say they should have some medicine, I don't understand. And, one day, well, I understand when the report was about the doctor. You know, Mando Chavala, I like that minister because she supports African doctors. But somebody teach us in our mind they are weak doctors. And if you can do that, according to me, 80 or 90% in Brazil, they like African doctors. Tell you. In teaching me, yes. Because the Bible says the doctor, you're not talking about white or black. Somebody teach you according to them, black is not the answer, white is not the answer. No, those kind of people also, they can help us. Then they say, look, some prisoners, if you believe that, they're not believing that. They want moon to attain to do those kind of things. Another thing, that's why I don't know, because I remember Commissioner Muti saying, I understand, we were looking at Kutu. If they are not going to help people to escape, you are saying that there was somebody who was a teacher, commissioner, to say, that people that are weak. That's why I say it's good. But I believe they are good doctors. I'm going to tell that everyone I'm getting tablets, I'm not getting help. Every day I'm doing it. You know those kind of things. But another thing, but the advice of the retention is so important. I agree with you, Tabitha, when you say you must raise these issues, you must raise taking all the time. But I discovered when you raise this thing, the members of the government, sometimes they just give me they don't worry. That's why there's a difference between answer, between wisdom, sage, and about this thing of 7 million tons, and 7 million, 7 million, and 1.5 million, like that. There's a difference. The answer is different. You can see, when we are speaking to them, something I don't think is different nowhere. But I'm trying to say, second, this message, let's work very hard to look for a message who can help. Now here, we are not all of us shepherds, we are a shepherd. If there is a shepherd, a shepherd, a shepherd meeting, there is a shepherd. You see, we are not all of us, we say, all of us must be a shepherd. When they say all of they want us to qualify a doctor. You know, another thing I understand, shepherds, that what the folks say to them about Kaugyan, where they are breaking nets and so on. So, shepherds, I've been there with the shepherds in some other communities. Hey, it was so great. But now, all people must also look, you must be scared or get fear to go to prison. But in the Bobo, in Brooklyn, in the hospital, in 44, you remember, inside the hospital, it was done there. This kind of problem is way, everywhere is there. But if we can go there, we want to go there, we want to go there. But I'm just to say, our people also, although we must try to encourage them to also support commercial service. John, the commissioner of Moldova, he was saying, and I don't know if the CD of Nazis, there were 14 of them. There was not even one. They said, so we just one, the people of Nazis. Now we are talking about 50. Where are we going to get those kinds of people? No way. Thank you, Bishop.
I think you can respond if you want to respond. I'm not very sure whether it is in whose language or in the different language. Because if it is in whose language, I would ask a question as to whether it is specified in the basic experience, if it is included in other studies that is in the basic experience, so that it is probably from there that no matter. The issue of 100% access to comprehensive health care is a very important issue. Definitely, I would wish to hear the department and take the issue to that extent that we can take and when there is 100% access, what is the good decision to help people have a patient brain when they have a patient brain?
It's a very dangerous statement. But the thing is, raising two points is practice your language or is it in their document, final year university student? Is it them who think that, or is it you? Because that we must interrogate them. And this 100% answer is a very dangerous statement from them, because we will go on top of them. Okay, no?
Thanks. First name is the last part. I think it's my language on that one. And I probably did find me saying the one study studio. So one would argue that the study because if you are saying one thing for example, one would not agree that it's not to address the student. So and it also tries to when they speak about the internship, so in most cases only finding the students who have been afforded that particular opportunity. So it might also include that on the whole we said colleges and so on and so forth. But of course, there was a point around which has been raised around the issue of GCL going smiling all the way to the bank. GCL officials. Because of course, one was able to under security, one was able to assess where does the bulk of the money go to. One was able to identify that it has been allocated to the compensation of officials. As to whether does this mean or does this translate to the officials getting extra pay or not, that's one question that needs to be raised. Because one was only able to observe that the bulk of the amount under this particular 91% goes to salaries of employees. So as to whether they get extra money in their pockets and so on, that needs to be raised as well. But of course, I think Honorable 15 also raised another important issue around employability. I think I'd also like to link it with what you said, Chairperson, the other day concerning the PPP, to say that while we take old people and put them there in this expensive program, why don't we take young staff? Because this president is saying focus is on rehabilitation, and they are guaranteeing that there's rehabilitation, that's what they're saying. But then why do we take old people to put them there? Because these people, it's a 50-year-old man who's been sentenced to 25 years. When he's out, he's already old. So how do you say then that this particular person needs employment? So I think, as I'm saying, it's some of the concerns that need to raise, as you raised it the other day, Chairperson, to say that why don't we use this facility for juvenile offenders? Of course, also, one important issue which was raised around also is the training vis-a-vis in infrastructure. Of course, it's a concern to say that training has been reduced to 84 million as compared to 130 million at the previous year. But then now, we also understand that there will be staffing for Kimberley Prison. So it also raises questions to say that how do you then begin to decrease the money for training, but then we are talking about allocating more funds for Kimberley Prison, which an amount of 3 million. And I'm saying it also raises concerns because we don't necessarily understand if whether the same people in Kimberley Prison form part of this individuals under training. So those are some of the things that I also struggle also to get into the sense of it.
Yeah, please, yeah.
I think that in this maneuver they would get 300 million rand over the medium term. So the allocation for Kimberley Prison for this year, for 2008-09, is 50 million rand. So just remember that when you talk to the funds, actually 50 million rand for this year and then 300 million rand over the medium term. And in terms of the training, the one issue, yes, is training for the staff in Kimberley, which is happening in April. But then also training for the offender rehabilitation part and all of that training which is going to start this year. So it's really surprising that the training budget has decreased so substantially, and I think we need to interrogate this. And you can tell them, if you look at the police training budget, for example, And there's a table in your EE, you can look at this page, it tells you how much as a percentage of salary is used for training for each DCS official. And it's been reduced now. Last year, 2% of your salary, the department invested in training. This year, it's reduced to only 1%. In fact, it's 3% of a police officer's salary that's invested in training. So it just shows the priority that the different departments are actually giving to training. And you would think that the white paper, with this whole new direction and all of that, that training would be always an increasing item in the budget and not a decreasing one.
Did we have 70 and Nadia, just 15 million?
Yeah.
For what are they going to use it? Because as I'm saying, the prison is going to open, every hand has been handed over to the department in February.
Yeah.
But now they are budgeting 50 million rand for staff. Staffing. Why? What?
Yeah, I think that is a good question to ask. What is that 50 million rand going to be used for? Are they going to get that stuff? And are they actually going to be training that stuff this year? The facility is only opening in February. So what is that 50 million rand? Is there going to be a rollover or whatever? It's not going to be spent on what they said it's going to be spent. Or they're going to train the stuff earlier or something, which doesn't make a lot of sense. So I think, yeah, the first question is to ask, what is that 50 million rand going to be if the centre is not open this year?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I just want to mention that if there is a government, maybe they can help us to find out some other countries about the issue of net production network to find out some other countries are just using production net to give these other countries. Maybe all the time when we are talking about this thing, maybe they know that it's about referring to the Correction Service Act, you know, maybe if they can find out some other country, then informing us. Then what we are going to do is to supplement something which we will share with the different countries.
and it doesn't mean that the provider exists, the GCS do not hire nursing assistants and staff and so when this big academic hospital here, what is this process called? Process field, yes. With the intensive care, with the high care, with theaters, heart transplant. In the heart transplant here, there will be a nursing assistant, there will be a staff nurse, there will be a professional. But you go to a correctional service facility, you find the professional. And when you say there are not these nurses that are telling you that they are going overseas, it's only the professional nurses that are going overseas. Other countries do not attract staff nurses because they don't, you might not say the professional in their country. And it doesn't make sense. We call by the same, the running of a professional nurses, but we have enough staff nurses and we don't need. And it doesn't make sense to be the general about. I don't know just to explain that. That we've been asking this question from the department, and they're not providing the answers, and they're not doing anything. But the health service is in the correctional facility. Anything you can. In fact, you should be prioritizing the children and that. Come on. I think. But I wanted to ask a question. I was pointing to. I wanted to ask a question. I wanted to ask a question on this, on the increase and the decrease of this correction program. You say the previous year it increased with 61.3%, and this year it has increased. Yes. I wanted to check if before this check they are selling patterns on this program actually. So as you know that they indeed did spend all the money, or probably they understand, because most people say they are understanding on what is it, service and whatever. So I just wanted to check into whether there isn't any understanding that okay and that program with the money that is allocated to the other team.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. Of course one would firstly explain that if you are going to receive your budget on a particular item, it should be informed by particular decision. If you are saying you're going to improve or increase budget for food, it means you've got enough people who are going to eat that particular food. Might have increased the food, the budget for food, but ultimately see that at the end of the day there's not enough people to chow that particular food. And at the end of the day there's been an understanding. Like for instance, if you take an example here, you might have spent 500 grand for the food here, but when you get out of here, you see that there'll be a lot of uses that are remaining here, so there's been an understanding. So those are some of the possibilities. Of course, honestly, I haven't checked in terms of whether they did use a particular amount, so there might be the possibility. So by the hand I'm saying, if you are saying you're budgeting for this, it should be informed by something. So then now, if you understand, you also need to give reasons why you could not spend all the money. So we could say you could not finish the food yet because other members are not here, because we anticipated that everybody would be here. That's why you got so much food. So those are some of the things that we need to make.
Thank you very much.
I want to say, could you that normally give us the expenditure report when they come? Because it was actually asked to do that. It asked us, okay, what is the spending? Maybe somebody can discuss the context of that. Okay, what is the spending per program for 2007 and 2008? And then it asked us, we can check in the meanwhile the adjusted appropriations so we can check what movements was made. And we can also phone National Treasury and speak to Mr. Hawk or whatever, and see if he's got anything, and then give back to the committee on Tuesday morning.
You know, Nadia, it's a very good point. Maybe we must start with the meeting with that point. What was the spending the last financial, and then we go into this, because Cindy is asking a very good question.
maybe it's understanding. That's why it is now. Yeah. Maybe if you can ask them, they must. Even if it is a one teacher, because they are always having excuses, it's in short notice and whatever. One teacher, they must come up and tell us in each and every program. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. In each and every program, they must show us their spending pattern up until now for this financial year. So that then we can go to this thing and find out why is this. Because I know that in this last financial year they gave 200 million rand back to treasury. Yeah. So maybe that is some of the reasons why this. But members, thank you very much. I don't think that we will finish this debate. This is now for homework for us for over the weekend. And Tuesday morning from 10 o'clock until 1, we are going to sit with the department, interrogate this report, ask them questions. We are going to ask them very hard questions. They must answer. We shall draw the issue of the nurses. We must tell them now on this thing. This issue of 100%, I'm telling you, they are making very, very serious commitment. 100%. And during the year, we will ask them this question. GAC will ask them the questions and what, and they will say that no, a shortage of nurses, shortage of staff, professional things and what is very dangerous. But members, thank you very much. Paul, thank you. Nadia, thank you. Everybody, thank you. Cindy, the meeting is adjourned. We will see you Tuesday morning. What is the venue? Yeah. Don't you think that this venue is now? Because I know that they will come with a lot of people. All the departments, I mean all the programs people will be here. If you can try and change it, but if it is not possible, then it's not in your hands. But try and change it. Sorry? Yeah, keep on trying. If it is not possible, then we will come here. But try and change it, because I know that this venue will be. Thank you very much, PMG. Thank you very much, ma'am. We really appreciate your minutes. We are always referring to your minutes. Thank you very much. Thanks, ma'am.
Que lo voy a hacer.
and then my tabaku got out of the shed. So what was the end of my company? Who tell them some of the tabaku? Who tell them some of the tabaku? Who tell them some of the tabaku?
I'm just Thank you.
Okay.